And just to comment on the saint, Saint Kateri Lily among the Mohawks, she was a young child of Mohawk parents who died when she was very young because of the smallpox situation, and she lived till much, you know, not too much longer. She consecrated herself. She entered the Catholic Church around when she was like 16 or so, and then she consecrated her life as a virgin at the age of 23, and then, you know, kind of gave a witness among the pagan Native American societies at that time, and eventually she died of smallpox. And I think they say when she died, shortly after, like minutes after she was declared dead, the scars of smallpox disappeared, and she kind of glowed for a moment as one of the miracles in her dying. So we ask for intercession for our society today and for a greater witness among Christians to the beauty of their faith, and that the joys of this world are nothing compared to the joys of heaven, and we renew our hope in the promises of Jesus. The gospel, again, our Lord sending out the 12, he continues to share with us, we continue to read, the advice that he was giving them, challenging ways, not logic, not according to our logic sometimes, except for today. And I appreciate that line when he tells them, "Behold, I'm sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. But be humble and let them walk over you and do what you've always done without changing or adapting to new times and seasons, and just do the old things because they always work." No, he says, be what? Cunning as serpents. Wait, what? He just compared them to the image of the devil. Cunning as serpents while you're being gentle as doves. So yes, loving and compassionate towards all, yet don't be naive. When things aren't working, change them. When old systems have stopped being effective for new situations, adapt. When you're not reaching people with one way, think about it, change, reflect, and say something different. Change the way you present the faith. A lot of people are critical of things such as Vatican II, which was trying to invite us to share the same gospel message, but perhaps with new vigor and in new ways to a new and kind of modern society. We couldn't hide from the changes of modernism. We can't change the gospel, but you might have to adapt how you present it. And you have to be cunning as serpents. Serpents are pretty cunning. They actually describe the devil as the most cunning. Now, he's evil, but we can use cunningness, or rather, I think the better translation is strategic thinking. Be strategic in how you present the gospel. And I would like just a little plug for so many things, like when we were growing up in the 70s and 80s, what was on TV for a Catholic faith, right? Mother Angelica, she was awesome, she was amazing, but she bored me to tears because I was just, you know, 10, 12 years old. But today, there's so much out there. Are we using it, utilizing the resources like your formed.org, like your Mike Schmidt's Catechism in a Year, like all these other things, think of the groups and programs like the Amazing Parish or the ACTS program or other things that are out there. Like, are we sitting there just doing what we've always done? What's that phrase, right? If you always do what you've always done, you always get what you always got, which isn't good enough nowadays. Are we utilizing so many things that the Holy Spirit is bringing about, offering us as resources for today? Be as cunning as serpents when you bring out the gospel to modern society. Learn to speak the language of modern society. Learn to discuss it in ways where, even though society might be against us in general, if we can just awaken them to think about the gifts that our Lord is offering them, the answers to the questions of their hearts, and don't just disappear because you anesthetize them with entertainment or distraction. How hard and how much money is invested in business strategic planning, in entertainment strategic planning, in health strategic, all these things, strategic planning, and yet sometimes for our faith, we don't have time, just do what we did last year, it's good enough. We need to realize, like, if business is gonna get the best, if our financial growth gets so much time and energy, if our entertainment gets so much time and energy, how much more the passing on of the faith needs to be given much attention, making sure it's presented in the best possible way for the audience of the present. That we're not just settling in our routines of old that don't really work anymore. Again, same gospel message, it's the salvation of Jesus Christ, just a question of how it's being presented. What methods are we using? And are we being strategic? Are we being prudent, shrewd, cunning? And so we ask the Holy Spirit to rekindle in our hearts that zeal for His kingdom, which pushes us to find the best ways, the most advanced means, whatever's going to reach the audience in front of us. It doesn't necessarily mean technological advancement, it just means like, am I really trying to reach the audience in front of me, this particular audience? Do I speak their language? Do I fit into their rhythm of life? Am I even trying to? Let me sing, today we intercede for us to live the life ourselves and pass it on in a very pagan world that she lived in. Ours isn't necessarily much better, but we persevere out of our love for Christ. Amen? Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.